Good morning, guys. I'm Nick Baker, and your host, and you're listening to The Prayer Chair. This is part 6 of the left-wing Christians, and I have 5 more parts of this teaching series, and I'd like to focus on the importance of the battle of the spiritual realm and what Satan is doing. But before I get there, I'd like to make some changes in the ministry, and you guys are the listeners of this podcast should call the ministry and tell us what needs to be done, what changes you want to see happen, and if it's about politics or church or both, politics and the church, and why the church is not standing up to the local politicians, give us a call at 845-467-7194. That is my cell phone number, 845-467-7194. Give me a call, and my team and I could sit down and talk. I'll sit down with my producer and come up with a game plan and hear his point of view on making you, the listeners, supported, happy. And you, the listeners, are important to this ministry. And it's, if it comes to the foster care, you guys could call us and we could give you an invitation to our Tuesday night dinner for those who live in the tri-state area between Pike County, Sussex, and Orange County. All those counties, you guys are welcome to come Tuesday nights, 5:30, and we meet. Dinner's at 6. And I would like to hear you, the foster parents, ideas and thoughts, and how to make Foster Valley possible and available to everybody else, besides the ones that are local. And our goal is to get message out there to the churches, not just in the tri-state area, but probably around the world. Starting in Phoenix, the Valley of Phoenix. I don't know why God has me focused on Phoenix. I guess it's because I lived there for many years, and there's children out there I don't even know about. Only person I know that was adopted is Mark Creighton. Pastor Mark is the only person I know that was adopted. Only one that I know that was in the foster care system. I didn't know if there's anybody that is in my area in Arizona. Goodyear is where I live, I used to live in Goodyear, but I live in Flagstaff now, with my dad. I live in both places, and live here in New York, and I live in Arizona. I'm in between the two places, and if there's anything that I don't know about when it comes to the foster care system in Arizona, where my dad and I live, and we just bought a new house in Prescott, still in Flagstaff area, but we're in Prescott, and because my dad is now a station manager of FedEx, and we've been moving around a lot from Phoenix to Flagstaff now towards Phoenix. Who knows what's going to happen? I don't know if we're going back to Phoenix or if we're just staying in the Prescott area. But I want to focus on my town of Prescott and how many call us. You could call me, you could call Dave, and Dave could tell me how many foster care kids are in the valley of Prescott. I have been in the valley for a long time. It's been at least, that's been in Flagstaff going on 3 years, 2 years. Yeah, it seems about like 2 years that's been in Flagstaff. And it's been over 2 years since I've been in the valley. Dave's number is 845-775-7276. And my number, I gave already. I give it again, 845-467-7194. Please tell us where the kids are located in the valley, in my area. And when I'm out there next month, Dad and I could go down there and pay those families a visit. And I've been very heavy-hearted watching those kids. Every time we're going to the valley, shopping or visiting friends, I see those kids on the street, downtown Phoenix, and it's heartbreaking to see those kids. Those kids don't deserve to be on the street. They deserve a home. That's why I'm doing this series called The Left-Wing Christians, because they don't even care about the kids as Dave does. They don't. They do not care about the kids. These so-called Christians would drive past these kids on the street corner and just look at them and just like, yeah, whatever, they'll be fine. Arizona, Phoenix is filled with kids, but I don't know how many are on the street corners. And that's why I want you to call us, and tell us how many kids are in the valley of Phoenix, between Glendale, Scottsdale, wherever. We want to know. I want to know. So Dave could send me out there next month when he does send me out there, he could tell me where and what location those kids are when Dave sends me out next month, the week before Thanksgiving. And, because it, guys, it is important to spot a child and take them in. Take them into your home. Because they need somebody. They need somebody. November 22nd, right here at the Christian Center, we are doing the Operations Christmas Child. And I am a part of it. I'm going to be at First AG that evening, collecting shoeboxes. Please, come see me with the shoeboxes. And I have to meet up with a girl from Samaritan's Purse that is in the Port Jervis area, and see where in church that the shoeboxes go. And when I find out where in the church the shoeboxes go, I'll lead you to that area. And but for some reason, God has me focused on Proverbs. And and it's chapter 13 of Proverbs. And and the purpose of Fawcett Valley is that without the kids waiting for a home on the waiting list, we could wait for them. We could wait for them. Because every child deserves a home. They deserve it. They deserve to be loved. Not just Arizona. I've been all over the country. I've been all over. I've been to Canada. I've been to California. I've been to Florida. I've been all over. Everywhere I go, every 50 states I've been to, there are kids out there. I've been to Texas, and every street corner in Dallas, there are kids. And there were more kids added 2 years ago when Harvey hit. What is this left-wing church doing? Let me name a couple. Lakewood Church. What did Lakewood Church do for those kids? What did they do? Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas. Eagle Mountain Church. Kenneth Copeland. Eagle Mountain. Did Eagle Mountain open up their doors? No. Lakewood? No. Those are the only two churches that I know. Cornerstone. John Hagee, Cornerstone Church. Cornerstone was the only church that I know of that opened up their doors in Fort Worth, Texas. John Hagee is the only pastor that I know of in Fort Worth, Texas that cares about those kids. I don't know any other pastors in Fort Worth, Texas But John Hagee, he's the only one that opened up his doors. It's John Hagee. Cornerstone is the only church that did. Eagle Mountain didn't open up their doors, nor did Lakewood. And actually, that's not true. Eagle Mountain did open up their doors. But Kenneth Copeland had a hissy fit. Kenneth Copeland had a hissy fit because there are orphans in his church. That's why he had a hissy. But, what is that guy, George? What is George's last name? The senior pastor of Eagle Mountain. I can't think of his last name, but George pulled Kenneth to the side and said, "This is my church, not yours. You're my assistant pastor. This is my church, and I'm taking care of those kids." Pastor George is the only pastor in that church that put Kenneth in his place. Joel Osteen, former senior pastor of Lakewood Church, who's the senior pastor now? John Gray, you probably see him on TLC. John Gray's not even any better. He's another clown. I don't care if he has his own show based on his diabetes. You have to speak the truth and focus on the kids. Focus on the kids. That's all I'm asking for. I was battling against Jezebel all week. Started last Tuesday. And today marks a week. Started last Tuesday. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Monday, Tuesday. This marks day 8 since I've been battling against Jezebel. Battling. Fighting. I've been in war. I've been in battle, spiritual battle, for 8 days. Started last Tuesday. 8 days. And I have another week to go in battle. Another week to go. 10 days. Tomorrow marks 9. 9 days. Thursday marks 10. 10 days I'm going to be in battle. And when I'm in battle, I get sick. I get sick a lot. Physically sick. My nose starts getting clogged up. My ears clog up. Why do I make myself sick? Because I pull away from the general and I fight. God commands me to pull away from him. God commanded me to do that. God commanded me to leave, to go out on the battlefield. That's what God would do. God would command you to leave. Leave his command post so that you could fight. Why? Because he loves the orphans. He loves you. And he allows it. When you are out in the battlefield fighting for those children, you get sick. You make yourself sick. But I have 2 more days left of being sick. 2 more days left of fighting against the spirit of Jezebel. and I live next to one. When I am in a battle with Jezebel, I get nasty. I get really nasty. My family gets the worst of it, and my best friend in the world gets the worst of it. She gets the worst of it. Why? Because I take it out on her, and I don't even mean it. Let's go to verse 10 in chapter 13 of Proverbs. Because I want to talk about pride and how these churches take pride in murdering these children. Every child on every street corner are dying from starvation. And these left-wing Christians are not doing nothing about it. Only by pride cometh contention, but the well advised is wisdom. And we have to have wisdom. I'm crying out to the church, especially the left-wing churches. I'm crying out to all of the churches. All of them. I'm crying out to all of them. To stand up and take in every child underneath your wing. Open up your church and turn your building into a shelter. A shelter. I would do it. We're talking about turning the Christian Center into a shelter. We are turning it into a shelter. Why? Because we're building a bungalow in the back for those kids. We're going to take in every child. Boom, 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 boom. Left and right, left and right, left and right, by the thousands. We're going to take in every child. Every child needs a home. They need a shelter. They need food. They need somebody. If they see a pastor, they would be like, oh, man. I'm glad I have somebody who cares. I want to see churches around the world, not all 50 states, but overseas, get into a big circle, get into a crowd, and pray in a big, giant circle. Pastors from Afghanistan, pastors from China, pastors from wherever, Russia, it doesn't matter. From Canada. I don't care what country they are from. I want them to come here to America. And I want them to form a circle and pray. I don't care how big the circle gets. It's just like a balloon. When the balloon gets bigger and bigger and bigger until it pops. I do not care. I want to see that happen. I want to see every pastor from overseas. I want to see the American pastors get together with the foreign pastors to pray. That's all I'm asking for. That's all I'm asking for. That's my vision. American pastors along with foreign pastors. It doesn't matter what country they're from. I don't care what country they're from. I just want them to get together. And taking every child there is. Praying for the orphans. Praying for the widows. That's all I'm asking for. That's all I'm praying for. I want to see that happen. Jesus says every nation against nation would rise against each other in battle. And that's what I want. I want every nation to get and rise up against other nations to pray against the nation of darkness, the kingdom of darkness. Every child be saved. That's all I'm asking for. That's all I'm asking for. Every child, every pastor. I'm asking for the pastors. I don't want the whole church. I want everybody to come to America and pray for those kids. God bless you. Thank you for listening.